Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a side of caffeine and a whole lot of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're saying, yes, to everything and ending up exhausted, frustrated, or just plain over it? We've all been there, but today, we're tackling something that can seriously change the game. Building healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal invisible fence, protecting your time, energy, and well-being. They're not about being selfish or mean. They're about respecting yourself first and foremost. You know, taking care of your own mental garden so you can bloom beautifully. And trust me, when you have solid boundaries, life gets a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot more fulfilling, and yeah, even a little bit more fun. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries. Number 1. Awareness is everything. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what drains your energy, what makes you feel resentful, and what truly matters to you. Spend some time reflecting on your relationships, your commitments, and even your own thought patterns. What triggers those negative emotions? What leaves you feeling depleted? Identifying these red flags is the first step to saying no with confidence. Number 2, communicate clearly and kindly. Setting boundaries isn't about being rude or aggressive, it's about being direct and assertive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a friend to read your mind, so don't assume others know what you need. When you feel uncomfortable or overwhelmed, calmly and respectfully express your needs. Remember, no is a complete sentence. Number 3, prioritize self-care. When you prioritize your own well-being, you create space for healthy boundaries. This means making time for things that recharge you, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Number 4, practice saying no gracefully. Saying no can be tough, especially when we feel pressure to please others. But remember, you don't have to justify your boundaries or apologize for taking care of yourself. A simple, thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now, is often enough. And finally, number 5, be patient and persistent. Building healthy boundaries takes time and practice. There will be times when you feel pressured or tempted to give in, but remember your worth and your commitment to your own well-being. Keep practicing those no's, keep prioritizing self-care, and keep communicating your needs clearly and kindly. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss keeps piling on extra tasks, even though you're already feeling overwhelmed. They might say things like, it's really important, or just do it quickly. Ever feel that pressure? That's where boundaries come in. Instead of saying, yes, out of fear of disappointing them, you could calmly say, I'm committed to completing my current projects effectively. Can we discuss priorities and deadlines? ... See what I did there? You asserted yourself without being confrontational. It's about finding that balance between being assertive and respectful. Remember, taking care of your well-being is not selfish. It's essential for you to be your best self. So, here's the takeaway. Boundaries are your superpower. They protect your time, energy, and mental health, allowing you to live a more fulfilling and authentic life. Start small, practice consistently, and remember, saying no is not a rejection, it's an act of self-love. Now go out there and rock those boundaries. And if you found this helpful, share the podcast with your friends who need a little reminder about their own power. Let me know what you think on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.